ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकयाक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीरवि नमः। কৃষ্ণলীলা আমাদের আলোচ্য বিষয়। কৃষ্ণকে অখিল রসামৃত মূর্তি বলা হয়েছে, অখিল রসামৃত মূর্তি। সেই অখিল রসেরই আবার দুটি ভাগ আছে, সম্ভোগ বিপ্রলম্ভ। সম্ভোগ রসকেই সকলেই বহুমানন করে থাকে, কিন্তু বিপ্রলম্ব সকলে তা ভয় পায়। আমরা সব ভক্ত হতে চাই কৃষ্ণের, কৃষ্ণের সম্ভোগ ব্যাপারটিকে বহুমানন করে সেইটি আস্বাদন করতে সর্বদাই ইচ্ছুক। কিন্তু বিপ্রলম্ব রস, ওরে বাবা, সে আমাদের কাছে ভয়ের বস্তু। যদি কেউ বলে যে আমায় আশীর্বাদ করুন যাতে আমি বিপ্রলম্ব রস পাই, আমরা বলবো না বাবা, ও রস চাই না। আর নেই বলেন
গৌর প্রমাণ
শুভানন্দ। Shobhanand Prabhu told that all the thorns here, they are just like romance in the love of Radha Krishna. You know romance, that this erection, standing up here, and these thorns are like that, which are catching me. This is a place where, named Viharvan. The name of this place is Viharvan, where Krishna with Radha Rani does vihar,
all the gopis,
and with also, all gopis,
all sakhas,
and even some. Sakhas, with all sakhas, gopis, Krishna does vihar. Shubha, no, Maharaj told there vihar means doing ras and everything which Radha Krishna and gopis and sakhas they do in out of love, whatever they do in totality, it is called.
So cow grazing and everything, playing with boys, playing with gopis, playing with themselves,
everything in totality, it is called vihar. Maharaj just explained there in Vihar Kund and Kunj. Shobhanand Prabhu was explaining, which I am going to tell you, when Baldev Prabhu came here and he met everyone here just to console them, and finally when he met gopis, gopi came forward to him with their intense feelings and separation and bereavement. They said with taunting tone, now Krishna must be very much happy, he has accepted so many very, very beautiful princess as his wife. So he must be very much happy over there and enjoying with them. When Baldev Prabhu heard it, he was very much grave and sad. He took all those gopis here, and here he talked to them with inner feelings. He told, no, don't think that Krishna is happy there. He explained how Krishna is not happy there. Krishna always remembers all of you very, very much. And moving all these places, they all reminded their old pastimes with Krishna. And in this way, in the mood of separation, they all drenched and soaked and they were drowned together in the ocean of love of separation. Then Shobhanand Prabhu was explaining that this Vrindavan is very, very special place. Here, every living entity, including trees, birds and animals. They are not ordinary things. In these worldly things, we find that trees gives us fruit only, which we eat and fill our stomach or have some taste. But in Vaikuntha, these trees, they give the fruit of dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
No, no dharma, artha. This is wrong. Narayan prem, they can give.
They
not
give
dharma, artha.
They give Vaikunthiya love. But here, these trees are called kalpa vraksh, and they give fruit of Krishna prem. They give...
Mukti rupare. Chatur barga rupare.
They give fruit. Fruit of Krishna love, which is impossible to get anywhere otherwise. They all are having Shuddha Sattva in them. Shuddha Sattva means full of love with Krishna. Krishna is doing Leela. When Krishna comes in any this one, it becomes green, dark green, shamal green, he was explaining. And when Radharani goes in any one, it becomes yellowish golden. And when Krishna enters in a forest where Radharani is already there, and he sees that beauty of forest, golden yellow, he says, what has happened? Who has come here? And then when he finds thrill in his heart by going in that forest, he said, positively Radharani must be here. That is why such environment, golden and yellowish environment, and it is giving thrill to my heart is also. So we should be, when we are coming here, we should not take it ordinary thing. We should pray to it. And this is what he explained. I am waiting for what Maharaj is going to explain.
Mathura bolben. Mathura te je bolben.
No, ekhani
bolben. Ekhani bolben. Ektu dharya dharan karu. To do. Do Maharaj.
I'm begging permission all of you to express my idea, whether it may be wrong or right. This place is named Bihar Bon. I think the true meaning of it, this is a place of defeat. It is a place of defeat.
Narayan defeated Trivikram.
Higher gopis are defeated here by Krishna.